Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Bob Richards. Bob is the executive vice chairman at Cushman & Wakefield, and he is a member of the firm's global advisory board. Cushman & Wakefield is one of the largest real estate organizations in the world, employing over 53,000 people, approximately 400 offices in 60 different countries, and $9.5 billion in annual revenue. Today, Bob is going to teach about the importance of embracing leadership opportunities, innovative compensation models, turning adversity into opportunity, and the concept of finishing as strong as you start.
Now, the real like hockey stick growth curve in your career would be when you started your own brokerage. Yeah. So what differentiated you that made you, because now look at where you're at. Like, this is the epitome of real estate and commercial real estate. You're there now. How'd you get there?
Correct. Yeah. So, when I talk to younger people, I think one important lesson is don't be afraid of moving on from success, right? Because think about it. I was 30 years old at the time. I had only been in the business a year and a half, and I was fortunate to be, the top salesperson in that real estate company with probably, 40 brokers, a year and a half in. And so it was kind of like, why would you ever leave this company to go to this fledgling boutique, Fallon Hines and O'Carter? But I just knew in my gut that I was going to have more opportunity and a wider runway than after being with that organization and having a great run. I think one of the things that really fueled my desire there was leadership and having a chance to lead an organization. It wasn't as rewarding to just do another deal or a bigger deal. But it was a chance to kind of help young people. And, we ended up, starting the company, in July, whatever that was, 3 months before 9/11. So talk about terrible timing. We went from, at that point, it was big organizations, but we just thought there was a better way to have a smaller boutique company. And one of the really interesting things we did was we went, as opposed to straight commission, we went on a salary bonus program. So as opposed to everybody eating what they killed, whatever everybody earned, we brought in and twice a year sat down, subjectively bonused the non-partners and split amongst the partners equally what was remaining. So the teamwork and the knowledge sharing and the support that we developed there really differentiated ourselves. And then, you know, after the horrible 9/11 and the economy in a tailspin, you know, when people were, thinking about trying to get rid and market their excess property, they said, you know, we can go with the normal folks, or we've got this young, aggressive, energized group. And they were like, listen, we can take some chances because we got to get rid of this space. You know, if the world had been smooth, I think we would have had a really much harder time, getting going. But the fact that the economy was in a bad place, and, you know, ordinarily you could kind of, you know, have your head down and say, oh, geez, you know, no one can make it work in this environment. It was the total opposite for us.
That's amazing. You were 100% like you. It was funny. It's funny because it was a poor economy. For most people looking outside in, it's the worst possible condition you could possibly ever expect.
Right.
But that's opportunity. Yeah. And not in a malicious way. It's opportunity in like you're going to work hard. You're going to hustle. You're going to differentiate. You're going to take advantage of the fact that no one else can get this done. And you're going to have a team and a culture that supports this kind of mindset. How did you find people that were right for this to bring into your firm?
It was really hard, and it was really happenstance. I mean, frankly, like, you know, so it's Richards, Barry, Joyce. I mean, John Barry, I had done some work with, and Mike Joyce, we were playing in a pickup hockey league. And I remember just saying, you know, who's that number 11? And I said, oh, that's Mike Joyce. And you could just see the way that he competed on the ice. And then, you know, we filled in other like-minded people within other geographies to cover. But we just had that mindset. And, you know, once again, by doing the compensation the way we did, it just fostered this sort of brotherhood of commitment.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
And it paid great dividends.
What about this one? Make a bet on yourself and take the chance to be a difference maker.
Yeah.
Walk me through that.
Totally. Well, I mean, I just think, you know, as we said, we have an opportunity to work with some great organizations, which gives us kind of great reward. But, you know, I think people, you know, I think in our role, they're looking for advisors that could kind of help steer them into what, you know, an educated person, experienced person thinks is going to happen, right? Because there's constant decisions. Should we sign a 3-year lease? Should we sign a 5-year lease? Is the market going to get worse? Is the market going to get better? And, you know, especially in the real estate brokerage world, I always like to say, you know, to clients when they're asking about their advisors, I'm like, when your real estate broker tells you not to do a deal, that's when you have an advisor and not a broker, right? I don't think we should go transact right now because I think it's going to be better in 3 years. You're not going to find a lot of salespeople that are going to say, I'm going to turn down today's commission because, you know, hopefully I'll be working with this company in 3 years and we will transact. So, you know, that's what I mean by making a bet on yourself. And it's once again, people that kind of get stuck in roles that after a while, they just don't find rewarding. They're not really, you know, passionate about it. They're not having that much fun at it, but they're afraid to make a bet on themselves and do something else and take a chance.
Finish as strong as you start. Obviously, everybody thinks that that'll make sense. But what have you seen? We could talk about in a commercial real estate context, sales context, just you know, as a good business individual or professional. Walk me through that concept.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a lesson I learned from a mentor of mine's wife. You know, was the headmaster of a private school where two of my kids went, and she was always like, finish strong. It's sometimes easy to, you know, start things, get almost to the finish line and fade. You know, you got to get through the finish line and be just as engaged at that point in time as when you were first even, you know, pitching a project. So it's just so important. And I mean, it happens in real estate all the time, especially in commercial real estate, where, you know, you get to like an MOU, or it's called a letter of intent in real estate, where you nail the business terms and then you start negotiating the actual lease document. And there's a lot of people that just get it to the business, to the LOI, and then just kind of keep their fingers crossed that everything's going to work out and the two attorneys are going to work through the lease. That's not how we work. You know, we provide extensive lease comments to the in-house counsel or outside counsel for our clients and are on every lease negotiation call. You can fade early or you can stay on. And I think our clients really appreciate it. And, you know, once again, the Cushman resources, we have people in our organization that are attorneys and operating expense experts and measurement of properties experts and project management experts that dig into every detail of that lease. And that's how you separate yourself from the pack of dropping off before you even started talking about, you know, issues that'll cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars over the course of a, 15-year major lease.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.